Good morning, everyone. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, amen, which is also the first new year of the liturgical calendar for the church. Advent in the Greek means coming. It's, you know, as clergy, we wear purple. And purple is a sign of joy. It's a sign of preparation for the heart and the soul for the coming of Christ. Amen. In preparing for ourselves and for the church family here, we're preparing our soul for Christmas. There was a man who was the only son of parents, two parents. He went for a long time. He went away. And his mother was trying to contact him, was trying to find out where he was. She was worrying about his well-being. And when her son came home, she was very happy. She embraced him with love. But she also lovingly scolded him and says, "Son, why was you gone so long? We're worried about you." And the son said to the mother, lovingly, "Do you know how long I waited to be born?" Church, we all have to wait. We have to wait in the grocery line. Yeah. We gotta wait for a bus. Yeah. When during this holiday, we have to wait for our travels, flight. It's in our liturgical journey that we should wait. Yeah. Watch and wait. Yeah. It's part of human life. You know, yes. You know, the psalmist said that we need to turn to Christ. We need to turn to him and see his face. Yes. We need that kind of source, that kind of fire to get us going. Amen. But during this holiday season, we have to prepare. We have to prepare our souls and our minds. We have to knock down things in our life and make the path straight. Because we have to prepare for Jesus to come into our hearts. We have to prepare for Jesus to make a difference in our life. People complain every day. Society out there complains every day that they're not getting enough. The need for things, the wanting other people's property to put them in harm's way. But we need Jesus. Yes. We need him more today than all, because we can't live without our Savior. He lives in us. And what he tries to do this holiday season, this Advent, is to bring your spirituality to the front mind so you can know what you need to change for him. We all need Christ. We all have this problem on the call. We can't hardly discern that call because we're so distracted. We're so distracted by everyday life. You know, this holiday season, we have two parts. We have the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ coming, and we have the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But in between those times, he's with us. 2,000 years ago, he was with us. Today, he's with us. So every day of our life, we had him. We received that blessing. He was with us when we were hurt. He was with us when we were in pain. He was with us at the bus stop. He was with us at our jobs. He was even with us in that person that was getting on our last nerve.
Amen.
He was with us. But what we have to change this holiday season is ourselves, is the internal person. There was this story of this family who wanted to prepare for Christmas. They had a big, beautiful house. So the husband went out and got the biggest tree that he could find, brought it home. The wife looked at him and said, "What are we going to do with this tree? Where can we put it?" So the husband went inside the house with the family and said, "We have to rearrange all this furniture to fit that Christmas tree in." Church, that's what we have to do. We have to rearrange things in our life so we can prepare for Christ. So we can have him in that gift that's everlasting. The gift that we truly want. Because we always ask for him. We're always calling on him. We're always praying to him. So why not change your life to receive him? He makes you think sometimes on the preparation of coming to heaven. We can't come like this. We can't come with a spoiled mind. We can't come to heaven with a heart that's hardened. There's nothing tainted about the heaven. There's nothing in that heaven that God wants down here except for you to change your mind and your heart so you can come to him. He loves us. He came down for us. He died for us. And he's going to rise for us. Is he a factor in your life? Is he the first thought in a big decision? We're called to be disciples. We're called to be disciples in our baptism. And the scripture says that I knew you. Scripture says that I love you. Before the foundations of the world, I knew you. He tells his disciples to be watchful. It's bad out there. That's why we say the prayer of Saint Michael. We need that protection from God. In our heart and soul, we can't handle it ourselves. We have to have Christ in our life. He has to be that decision, that person that would take all the evil from in front of you. He has to be that person who would set you straight. And when we know God's faithfulness and his love, because he did it for us on the cross. He opens his arms for us. And he's always inviting us, even in this holiday of Advent. He's inviting us. He's inviting us to discover something new. He's inviting us to discover something new that we don't even understand. And that's the mystery of following Christ. It's not just our deeds, it's not just our petitions, it's not just our prayers. It's what we can discover new in us through Him. Through Him. And that's what the change is. No matter where we are in our life, whether we're rich, comfortable, whether we have everything in the world, whether we have no problems, our ministry's going good, we still need Him.
Yeah.
We need something better through Him. And that's why we prepare for Advent. We prepare to get rid of the stuff that's been holding us down. And we prepare to be fruitful in Advent, to change our mind, to change our speech, to change our walk with Christ. Because He wants nothing but the good for you. We say we love Him. We call upon Him. He doesn't turn a deaf ear. He sits and watch. If you know who God is, He'll sit and watch. He's going to say, prove it to me how much you love me. And that's why in our first reading, He says, why do you let us wander? Why do you let us wander from your ways? Who knows the way of God? You have His Son? Do you have Him in your heart? Because if you have Him in your heart, you don't have to ask that question. We would know the will of the Father, no matter where it leads. And we should follow it with faith. We should follow it with truth, not just to question it, but to do it. Our faith journey is not easy. It ain't easy being a Christian, amen? But it is the road to righteousness. It is the road that we know Christ is there with us. That's what Advent is all about. Preparation, change. Christmas. It's a joyous occasion. To some people, it's bittersweet because the ones that was there last Christmas is not here with us this year. But we have a good God.
Yes.
We have a good God because He gave us the gift of life.
Yeah.
And He gave us His Son to persevere in faith, no matter what we're going through. That's why we have to discover during this season of Advent. In every moment in our lives, and every minute of our lives, and every decision that we make it through Jesus Christ. We pray on it, hoping for that answer while receiving it. You know, I have 4 grandkids who have a list of presents in their head, thinking they're going to get what they're going to get. But what they're going to receive is God's love.
Amen.
And the love that they already had since they were born was still God's love.
Yes.
Because He was there.
Yes.
and God is here with us.
Yes.
We have to be fruitful during this Advent season. We can't leave it to chance for camaraderie. We can't leave it to chance for the normal. We have to elevate our game in saying, I want to learn Christ, and I need to change some things in my life. And you need to be serious, because he's serious. Because he loves you. He died for you. And we get to celebrate that sacrament every Sunday.
Amen.
Do this in remembrance of me. That is the gift that he gives us. God is so good. He knows what we need before we pray.
Yes.
But we say it anyway. Expect him for Christmas. Continue to express the love of God that dwells in us like a wellspring. And let's not take it for chance for the stores to say 50% off. 70% off. Mailings in your mailbox trying to entice you. Don't go for that. Say, I'm a child of God and I live for Christ.
Amen.
And let him lead you. Let him guide you through this season of Advent. Because in our soul, we need that fire to keep burning. And if that fire is low, that means we need Christ more. We need to be in Scripture more. We need adoration more. We can't be too proud to do Christ. We can't be too proud to open Scripture. We can't be too proud to pray. We have to get rid of all that during the season and come to him with faith and be true to your adoration. Be true, because it's about your soul.
Amen.
He loves you. That's why we have to welcome him in our lives, so we can change, not just the time of the year, because you know, in your car radios, you're feeling that old Christmas music, right? You know, where you were back then when that song came on. I'm in it too. But I remember all my mom's Christmases, and it was big. My mom knew how to spend money though. But that was her love for us. And we didn't know what we want. We was just expecting. And that's what heaven's about. Expecting, hope, waiting, watching, like true disciples of Christ. You remember the 10 damsels with the lamps? 5 had oil, 5 did not.
Yes.
5 was preparing, and 5 needed oil. If you don't want to fail, you have to prepare. But the Lord knocks at our door every day. Every second he's knocking. Every second he's calling you. But are we listening? Let this Advent season be fruitful. Let it be a one-time shopping spree to shop for the best that God has to give you. And like the responsorial song, Lord, let us turn to you. Let us see your face so we can be saved.
Yes.
We won't just be saved when we see his face.
Yes.
we'll be in glory.
Amen.
Where we can always be in his presence. And that is the goal of Advent. To change, prepare, and receive.